I'm Anne, and today's piece, Patience, has been written by Jan Burley. Jan was born in Scotland, but now lives in England with her husband, two dogs, cats, and at points, her two grown-up daughters. The piece is read by Rachel Nealis, and we hope you enjoy it.
Can you hear me, Dad? Yes, I want you to get the phone I gave you. The fancy smartphone. Ah, you remember it well. That's good to hear. And you've used it a bit. Oh, that's great news. So, is it switched on? You don't know. Is the screen black? You don't know. Because it's in the wear? Might I suggest that you take it out of the fridge? Dare I ask why it's in there? No, I don't think that's actually what I said at the time. I said keep it cool. Cool as a cucumber. Not store the very expensive piece of technology that I bought for you in the fridge with your vegetables. You've got it out now? That's great progress. Well done. No, I'm not being facetious. So, it seems to be switched on, but you can't press anything. It doesn't seem to be responding. From what you're saying, Dad, I think your phone's frozen. Bear with me. I know how to fix that. Right, I'm going to talk you through restart. Dad, there's a humming noise I can hear. Why can I hear humming? You've done what? What's that you're saying? Is sparking? Sparking wildly? No, I don't care if it's just set to defrost. Take it out of the microwave for heaven's sake. No, I'm not shouting, I promise you. I'm calm. Yes, that was entirely my fault. Frozen was absolutely not the right word to use. I should think before I speak. But great news, it's still on, you say. Good, no real damage done, thankfully. Let's not get distracted. Can you tap? I hadn't finished. You've tapped something. And it's asking if your what is ready? Your man bits? My God, Dad, what the hell did you tap? Ah, you've tapped the drawing app and misread it. It's asking if your pen is ready. Your stylus pen, not your, well, you know what, you know. I understand. It's not your fault. The letters were too close together. Easy mistake, Dad. Don't worry about it. Oh, you thought it was a part of your body after Mr. Thompson next door said he was going to send you some tips for your iPhone. When you say you misheard him, what do you mean? When his tips arrived, they were what? Around a 38 double D. 38 double D, no less. That must have been, well, a surprise on your screen. What's that? You were so surprised you couldn't fire your fingers into action to get it off the screen. I'll bet. Look, Dad, maybe swerve away from Mr. Thompson's tips. Did I hear you right? Is swerving the same as swiping? Like swiping left on Tinder?
Tinder.
What do you know about Tinder? Your last conversation was with a nice widow called Libido. I'm not sure that's actually her correct name. Libido? Get it, Dad? What's that?
She has a very nice sister, is called Dill. Dildo.
This is not funny. You're an old man for Pete's sake. Patience?
I am being patient.
I called to coach you into downloading and using WhatsApp for a video call. Seems I needn't have bothered. You've got WhatsApp already? Mr. Thompson showed you that too. Ready for lockdown? Shouldn't you have told me that up front?
Look at this. You're all over Facebook and Twitter. I can see it on my iPad.
Well, I guess, yes, I am a touch impressed.
But, whilst I'm on it, I think I need to point out that a thumbs up emoji is not the one to use when your best friend's wife dies. Let's keep the video chat until tomorrow, shall we?
For more information about Green Curtain Theatre Company, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.